The Department of Conservation is investigating the deaths of 8 cattle near a 1080 pest control operation in Te Kuiti 2 weeks ago. The farmers whose cows were killed say they agreed to the 1080 drop and they followed DOC advice to move the cattle away from the drop area. One of the farmers, Paula Stone, says it's likely the animals forced their way through a gate and onto pasture in the drop zone.
It is not 100% positive, that isn't, but it is very likely that they've gone into that area, yes.
DOC Operations Director David Spears joins us now. Do you share that view, Mr. Spears?
Good morning, Kim. Yes, that's where all of the evidence points at the moment.
We have heard Mrs. Stone say that the barrier seemed to have been forced the other way rather than by the animals, something coming the other way like a goat. Did you perceive that that was a possibility?
So our staff have been out on the ground a couple of times after this event occurred and have taken quite a few photos. What the photos indicate is that the gate in question was secured to a post by a piece of wire around its middle and that it's rotated around that piece of wire. So it's pretty impossible to tell which direction the animals will have forced it from, unfortunately. And notwithstanding which way animals were coming, the fact is that the gate wasn't well secured at all.
So when DOC and MPI look at the property and say, look here, we're going to do a 1080 drop, is it either of your responsibilities to ensure that the boundaries are secure?
It is our responsibility to ensure that every landowner in adjacent to that operation is consulted with, that they agree to the parameters of the operation and that they confirm that they have undertaken their responsibility.
So you're saying it's their responsibility, to have secure boundaries, not yours?
Yeah, we provide what help we can, but it's a partnership, and in effect, if both parties do what they say they will do, the operation goes flawlessly. And if they don't, we have some very, very, very rarely, we have issues.
When you first spoke to, I'm presuming, were you the person from DOC doing the speaking to the Stones?
Sorry?
Did you talk to the Stones
in
the first instance?
But our team, team has done.
I'm just wondering whether they ever voiced any concern or opposition to 1080 being dropped near them.
Quite often when we work with neighbouring landowners, there are questions, there are concerns. That's not unusual. And our team work very hard to explain the purpose of the drops. You know, we're trying to preserve New Zealand's biodiversity, the rationale for the drops, and we certainly don't force landowners to participate, especially where there is private land involved. If they choose not to have their land involved, then we work around that. And in this case, the Stones agreed that parcel of land would be involved in the 1080 operation. They signed off on the operational plan and agreed to the part that they had to play. As far as we're concerned, all was understood. And no, they didn't express any, you know, significant opposition to the bait at all.
Was there any bait found in the paddock in which the cows were found dead?
No. So one of the things about the way we do these operations now is we've got extremely good technology and very, very experienced pilots. We've reviewed the post-operational data, which is GPS-based, so that tells us where the helicopter was exactly at any given time. It tells us what the bait distribution rate was, and we can very, very easily and very accurately calculate where baits were deposited, and then we do a ground follow-up. And so the ground follow-up confirmed that the baits were put exactly where they were supposed to go and that there were no issues in terms of overflies or accidental bait distribution.
I don't know whether you've got this information. I mean, how per hectare, how much 1080 would have been dropped and how much 1080 would a cow have to eat to die?
So Round about 300 baits per hectare, so you're talking about 3 baits per 100 square metres is about the sowing rate. And of that, we're talking about 0.15% of each bait is actual toxin. So 1.5 grams in every kilogram is toxin. That means a 500-kilo animal has to eat around 20, 22, 23 baits to get a toxic dose.
Yeah, it seems quite a lot of bait to eat, doesn't it?
Yes, but not certainly not impossible in the context of this operation, and hungry cows will
munch
look for
up.
Easy food. Yeah.
Right. It's a particularly bad timing for Doc, given the recent protests against 1080. This will fuel opposition, will it not?
Well, that's the tragedy of this, is that what this does is two things. One, it distracts from the real message, which is that we're trying to save New Zealand's biodiversity here, New Zealand's natural heritage, and we will lose the battle if we don't use tools like 1080. And the other thing it does is it fuels this awful, very abusive approach that 1080 protesters and anti-1080 people are taking towards my staff, towards the department, and that's just incredibly inappropriate.
And the way that this incident is being addressed and being talked about, is it your perception that it's being used to fuel opposition to 1080?
Unfortunately, yes. In the perfect world, this would be something we would deal with the landowner fairly and appropriately, and that's what we're trying to do. Unfortunately, we don't always get the opportunity, and nor do the landowners, to engage in that one-on-one, and others, third parties, make use of these kind of things, and that's regrettable and inappropriate, unfortunately.
Appreciate your time. Doc Operations Director David Spears.